Reporting with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. If you're in your 50s, when it comes to personal money matters, welcome to Crunch Time. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In the fifth decade of life, you need to do with your money what you're hopefully doing with your mind and body, firming it up in general, but your retirement options specifically, and here's why. Although the whole idea of what retirement is being rethought by the 79 million of us who are known as baby boomers, at this age, you're actually thinking about doing it one of these days. So now really is the time to decide what kind of retirement lifestyle you want and plan accordingly. Here's how. The closer you get to this thing called retirement, the more you need to scale back on doing anything too risky with your money. Your asset allocation should be 50% stock and 50% fixed income. This mix lets your retirement savings grow in the market, but with a safety net of sorts with fixed income. If, however, you're behind in your savings, you may need to be more aggressive. In other words, take more risk, even in your mid-50s, in order to make up for lost time and the more recent losses due to the state of our economy. Crunch the numbers from Social Security, pension, and all your other income streams to determine how to best allocate your assets. Remember, there are lots of online calculators to help you do this. For example, go to www.bankrate.com/BRM. You'll find one there. Since women still on average live longer than men and will therefore need money longer than that, it is very important to remember to actively continue saving for retirement. Your money mantra should be save as much as you can and be sure to track your assets more closely the closer you get to retirement. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.